Ladies and gentlemen, it is 5:45. Welcome to Kerry Beach's public hearing on changes to the parking ordinances. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on proposed amendments to Chapter 10 on motor vehicles and traffic of the Code of Ordinances. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on May 2nd. And was advertised in the Island Gazette on May 9th to meet with public notification requirements per NCGS 159-12. The proposed amendments clarify the language in the current code on ticketing and payment of fines, prohibit the parking of vehicles in the right-of-way, prohibit parking in the street unless it is clearly designated parking spaces, prohibit parking on town utility easements, allow towing for any parking violation, restrict parking of unattached non-passenger vehicles such as trailers. In residential districts, owners and leasers can park in front yard setback that they own or lease. The reason we came up with this before we start getting into the meat of this meeting is there's been a lot of feedback on parking in the town, parking in the neighborhoods, parking on 421 in the street, parking around the beach, and it is incumbent on us to manage parking, because if we don't manage parking, people will park where they wish to. This effort, led by Mr. Whitley, thank you, and incorporated the chief of police and several other folks from planning and zoning. In this effort, this is a first attempt to get control of parking for our town. We may not have it all right. If we need to make adjustments that make sense, we will go ahead and make those adjustments. This is for you, for us, to get control of our town and parking. So with that, we'll open the public comments portion of the meeting. First to sign up was Mr. Triplett.
Yeah, that would be me.
All right, Mr. Triplett, if you would come to the podium and state your name and your address, please.
Okay, my name is Ronald Triplett. My address is 325 Fort Fisher Boulevard South. I guess the best way for me to go about this would be starting a little bit at the top of this list. And I guess my first comment would be the last thing that you said is not on our paper.
I know it isn't. I added that because I think it's quite important.
Could I have that so I can?
Yes, in residential districts, owners and leasers can park in the front yard setback that they own or that they lease. In other words, if people are parking in your front yard setback that you don't know, they don't belong there. If you haven't given them approval, they don't belong there.
So the setback on Fort Fisher Boulevard would be considered on my side of the street, the ocean side, would be considered the sidewalk.
Well, no, sir. The setback is
beyond
20 feet from your property line to your house. So the No, the 20 feet from the front of your house to the sidewalk, that grass area is the setback.
Okay, there's no grass on my side. Okay. There's only sidewalk and driveways.
Okay. Well, then the driveway. It'd be in the driveway. Your driveway.
So basically,
is the
I can park in my own driveway, is what you're telling me.
That's correct.
But wonderful.
But some people, I mean, just to be clear on that, is not everybody has an entire driveway across the frontage of their house.
Which I don't. I've got one spot that's directly in front of my, that's it. There's no other way. And you've prohibited me from parking on my side of the street. I've got 12 foot of curb between the neighbor's driveway. Well, I got 11 foot three. Between my neighbor's driveway and my driveway, you've X that out and you've prohibited the drive anybody parking there. So you've eliminated a spot for me there. I have no access to my other side because of the curb. And for 40 years we've owned this property and we've never had a problem parking across our own driveway. Now I've got the police officers coming to my house telling me I can't park in front of my own driveway. Which, I mean, that's another problem. You've allowed me, I have a wife that's on disability. You can't walk across the street. There's six parking spots in the entire block. So, I mean, you really caused us a great problem by starting this mess. Obviously, I know that it's necessary. The people next door to us have 9 bedrooms, and last week they had 12 cars parked in one house over every driveway, over every sidewalk, through every easement. So, I mean, I understand the need for a lot of these things. The parking of vehicles in the right of way, you're allowing that to happen basically for residents inside of neighborhoods. But you're taking it away from us on the ocean side because there's no, basically the right of way is your driveway. So
it isn't clear to me what precisely you're saying. Are you talking about you have a driveway that has a slope to the street and you park in the slope?
No,
on the street.
What's your address again?
325 Southside, yes.
Southwood.
Yes, sir. I brought some pictures of it for you also.
Mayor?
Sure. Mayor. They're looking at the picture. We're Googling anything so we understand what you're saying, right?
My play, right, sure. I know that's a bigger thing than just me.
It's very important. We want to get this right. We really do. So we want to get a good look at this.
He wouldn't want me to do it because I'd block his travel.
Well, so I guess the question is, what do you have a solution to the issue, or you're just telling us there's an issue?
Just don't prohibit me from parking across my own driveway.
Is the curb in front of your home a marked space, or it's not marked at all then, correct?
It's not big enough.
No, what it is the condos that they built next door, they're huge. Mm-hmm. And they have eliminated the parking for most of that side of the street because of these big condos they just put up. Mm-hmm. And they actually blacked out one of the, which was a double spot right there. Mm-hmm. If you moved it back 6 inches or a foot, and cut it off at the end of the other driveway, there'd be plenty of room for a compact car. Or maybe even a motorcycle or something, which I have both of, of course. But, I mean, there's just something, I gotta be able to park more than just one spot in my house. It's a small house, but we still get, you know, 3-4 cars, family comes, you know, things like that. And saying that about my personal situation, the other things that I would like to talk about are the towing for any violation.
Let me go back to your question. Do you feel the same way about anybody parking in that particular spot, or just
anybody can. If you mark it off, I don't care who's parked there. I'm more than willing to share it with somebody. If I have to go park somewhere else, I'll move.
Department of Transportation has specific guidelines on how big a spot has to be. Mm-hmm. We'll have to take a look at it.
Well, in the alternative, I would suggest that we, or somebody, hopefully not me, but somebody would knock the curb out. Because I have a double wide under my house, but I've only got one way into it. It's one driveway. And with my truck in the way, or the car in the way, you can't get to the other one without jumping the curb. And even, I'm assuming you're not gonna allow me to jump the curb.
Well, we don't know.
I mean, I know
we want to solve your problem. We want to understand your problem. That's when we're talking about it.
Right. So. I agree. Thank you. So, I mean, if we can do something there to give me equal access to my property, where I've got, I would say at least 2 spots would be fine with me. Or just box it off in front, make it for a compact car. There's 11'3", I measured it off. And that's to the top of the curb to the top of the curb, not the roll for the driveways. Mm-hmm. So top of curb, 11'3". I can move on from there.
If there's anything else that you have a particular problem with, please do.
Yeah, there's one or two other issues that I have a particular problem with. The towing for any violation. Right now, if I park my car there and you consider it a violation, I wouldn't even know it was no parking. I mean, unless I live here and I came to this meeting or something. So if you're going to tow for no parking, you need to have a sign or something that tells people that they can't park there.
And that's a delicate balance because we don't want the town to be littered with no parking signs either.
No, I don't.
Issue.
I don't disagree with that, but you, but how are you going to hold me responsible for parking somewhere?
Yeah.
If you can't, if you don't tell me, I'm not from here. I'm from out of town. You know, I'm coming in.
Well,
so are we just aiming at the out of towners that know they can't park there?
Well, we are where we are with that in particular is understanding what we wish to do is basically, if it's not marked, do not park there. And there are 304 or so rentals, and we may have to send them a list of these so that they can give them to their people. Because when you go to Wilmington, does anybody stop you and say, hey, here's a list of your rules?
No, but they clearly mark where you're not supposed to park.
Sometimes.
They clearly mark where you are, and they clearly mark where you are
sometimes.
Not.
Sometimes they do.
I haven't been to Wilmington and parked anywhere that didn't say no parking. I mean, if it said no parking, I didn't park there. And if it did, they've never told me.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you don't let people know that they can't park there, then the random people are going to start getting their vehicles towed. And then, on top of that, towing vehicles, I mean, you could be towing legally parked vehicles. You could be towing any number of vehicles. And by the way, through the summertime, which this probably exists for a few months, I mean, in after September or October, you never have to deal with it until the next summer comes. There's plenty of parking for the residents, the people that live here. It's the people that don't live here that we're trying to deal with. And when you start restricting, like I said, we haven't lived here, but we've owned this house for 40 years. And we've always been able to park in front of our own driveway. And now you're going to start restricting that. You're limiting us to basically one parking spot over the entire block. There's only four other ones on that block that are marked. And there's probably, I think we counted them the other day, 138 bedrooms with four street parking spots in one city block. It's outrageous. Town utility easements, that's obvious. That should be a no-brainer for people. And I guess that's the one, the prohibit parking in the street unless it's clearly designated parking space.
Right.
I don't have any problem with the trailer. So I guess that's it for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me.
Thank you.
Well, so the interest is you're from parking in front of your driveway.
Mostly, yeah. Equal access as well as, I really don't think it's a good idea to be towing every. Well,
towing is one solution. Yeah. The first solution, of course, is a ticket.
Well, ticketing, I think, is a great idea.
Towing is more meant for repeat offenders, something that's egregious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's all that issue.
Yeah, you've been told two other times not to park there. Third time you're struck, I wouldn't see that's a problem either. But I would see it as a problem. Nine of my relatives came into town. Eight of them had never been here before. You told six of their cars. That would kind of suck.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Unless you have some.
I have a real quick question, please.
Yes.
Is there any of this going to be ironed out today? And we're going to hear from, I'm sure, several other people. Are you ironing this out today? Are you going to come up with solutions today?
No, we'll take the input from folks and look through them and look at the certain conditions and see if there are modifications that need to be made here. But that's why this is a public hearing, so we hear about this, and then we'll vote on it at another time.
Okay. That'd be all I have. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Grace McGee.
Hello, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I made a copy of the handout that was on the website and had my questions marked on that, so I'll just go through. My name is Grace McGee. I live at 803 Largo Way, which is within the planned community of Curie Beach Village. I'm speaking as a private owner. I am not speaking to the HOA board or community, just for myself. With that, and like our earlier Mr. Trippett, the first comment I wanted to make was in relation to the wording of the paragraph is section 205 that any car could be towed if it's in violation. In my perspective, that's just too broad. I'd like to see it reduced to, as you said, if someone made the comment, Mr. Whitley, I think, that it would only be in egregious situations where it was hazardous, or you were blocking, or the car is blocking an owner's access to it. I'd have no problem with that.
Or blocking an emergency vehicle's access.
Right, but just this wording is just too broad that I'm not comfortable with that at all. The next following in order with the wording again in section 207 that should a car be towed, the owner just has 10 days to redeem that car or it could be sold. I think that's an awfully short period. I would really make it 30 days or something before you can sell somebody's car. That would be my comment there. The next section, and this is where now I am more involved. This is section? This goes with section 222, where it talks about parking within residential communities. In our particular community, we have a severe parking problem. We still have in the neighborhood of 15 lots that have not yet houses on them, so those house constructions will make situations worse. Many of our lots, they're not all square-shaped lots, some are pie-shaped, with the narrow part of the pie fronting the road, and was broader at the back. The wording here under paragraph A says that you would allow parking within the front yard setback of the property they either own or lease. Again, as the prior speaker mentioned, it doesn't work. That wording would not work within our community in all situations. Again, we'd be parking, if you have a pie shape or other, or you just have company or family, if you're in a situation with teenagers, you've got more cars. So you may be parking in a neighbor's area, which is open, but if it's not yours, then per this language, you can't park there. So I have a real concern with that and limiting, if you start marking off within a residential community, marking off spaces where there is many common area and open spaces available. I think you're unnecessarily limiting the area that can be parked at. In that regard...
Grace, let me make sure I understand that. So you're saying you would like for people to have the ability to park in the right-of-way?
Yes, in the right-of-way and in the streets, in cul-de-sacs. And in cul-de-sacs mainly, I can understand it's more you need the right-of-ways on main streets.
So... any vehicle? I mean, anybody's vehicle could park in any right of way.
That would be my, as long as they're not blocking an ingress or egress.
I just want to understand what your thoughts are.
I would really like that, because we have a park, and we don't have any, there is no land for our community to buy to provide parking. So we would be taking, this wording would be taking away parking, that's being used right now, and there is no viable solution at the present time. There is no place people can park if they can't park in the rights of way and on streets. There is no overflow parking in our community.
So your concern is that when you are an individual who has more vehicles than you have space for.
Yes.
And you would like for the ability then to park either in the street or in somebody else's right-of-way.
Right-of-ways, common areas right-of-way, mostly either in common area right-of-ways or in the street, particularly on not heavily traveled roads, of which we have a few. In connection with that, the other thing, section the amendment for section 223 says only passenger vehicles shall be able to be parked in the designated park. If you have repair contractors, I don't. So I would think that might be restrictive of if you have somebody coming to repair, plumbers, electrician, whatever, repair. Then the next place where is section 228, the amended says, no person shall park a vehicle on any part of the public right. And then section G says overnight. So again, I respectfully request that that not be, or we have a problem in our that everybody doesn't have the space in their front yards to park cars on their own property.
228 says it should be unlawful for any person to park or leave standing on the streets in the town any vehicle of the dimensions set forth in 10226, which means that's a vehicle larger than 16 feet.
Oh, fair enough, then I misread that. Then
All
right. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Those were my only comments. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Anybody have any questions? Steve Shimada.
Hopefully I've got my questions and ideas together. You can please all the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time. And I don't envy you guys your job. So to start off with, I'm just going to nitpick some wording in the new regulations. Section 10-203, it states amount of $50, which is written, but then in parentheses it says $25. So which is it, 50 or 25?
25.
Oh, it's 25.
Which one? A or the amended section?
A, and yeah.
It says the one that was posted on the website, I just opened it, $25, and then parentheses $25.
Yeah, it may have been, you may have a down level.
Mine said
50.
That's why I opened
but
it today,
25.
Just in case.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's 25 to answer your question, Steve.
Okay. And then, as far as Chief Bowden's concerned, I don't envy him his job, especially when we get into Section 10204, ticketing the vehicles, where it says a notice or ticket. I'm assuming warning also comes under the term notice, but if someone receives a warning or a notice, it states they basically have to appear before the chief or his designated person. I think a warning or a notice doesn't necessitate a personal visit. So.
Or return it by mail.
I'm sorry?
It says, or return the ticket or notice by mail.
Okay, well.
You may not have that on your
That's if you get a ticket. I think you said if you get a warning, you don't necessarily need to get
it. I got you. Okay.
Hey, I'm just nitpicking the wording.
That's all right. It's okay. We've given you a down-level sheet just to keep you occupied.
Okay. Section 10-222, where you park in the setback of your own property. I'm in good shape. I don't have a problem. But I do have neighbors that built a solid fence on the property line. So under the circumstances, they're going to have to adjust. So I have nothing against the rules and regs. And most of them have been in place, 16 years?
Yeah. Yes.
So
no parking on the street has been a law since 1973.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just starting
it's
to
just never been enforced.
Starting right. to
well,
enforce it.
Yeah. And you're in the hot seat, not me. Okay. The other item in section 10-222, just a typographical error in section F, second sentence for which they are responsible, and I think it should say nor instead of or.
Yes.
Not. Okay. Section 10-226, no parking areas. Whenever signs or marking are placed, erected, or installed, by whom? I think either by city personnel. The way it's written right now, I guess if I put a sign up and said no parking, there would be no parking. So I think we need to distinguish who sets the sign up. The other item, section 10-228, parking for certain purposes prohibited. Lord forbid, but say I go to Jack Mack's and drink a little bit too much, or no. Go to Bud and Joe's, and I decide the smart thing to do is call Uber and have them drive me home, and I'll leave my car parked there. So I would hopefully, under the circumstances, if I get a ticket, be able to explain the ticket. And I think a lot of fishermen do overnight fishing, especially for shark fishing. I don't know what arrangement.
If you go to the section 10-231, page 6 of 6, it identifies the areas where that applies, and it does not apply there on K or Atlantic Avenue specifically for fishermen and the businesses.
Oh, okay. Got me. All
right. No problem.
Section 10-229, parking prohibited at certain places. I've picked out item E, within 10 feet of an intersection. But if we enforce the no parking in a right-of-way, that isn't going to affect me. Where I think 10 feet is too close, I'd rather see it 25 feet. But again, if we enforce the no parking in the right-of-way, I don't have to worry about that distance anymore. So,
is that 10 feet of state law?
It's 25 if there's a curb. If there's no curb, then it's 15 feet of state law.
15. So it could be 25, maybe 15, but it could be 25.
Okay. And some of the questions about being towed, I just listening, the wording says that they may be towed, not that they will be towed. So the police department does have a little bit of leeway here and there. So I also had received some comments from neighbors about parking in the right of way, and several people have those concerns. I think somewhere down the road, we may have to get with the street department or the public works department and lay out some parking places, maybe even in the grassy or sandy right-of-way areas that I know near where I live, there's a lot of people that park in the right-of-ways and because they have access to the public beach. And if they're not allowed to do so, it's a long walk. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Kevin Thayer.
Good. I'll be before Steve got that block. I'll play the puppets.
By the way, I would ask you all to take it easy on the chief and on the police officers, because they're actually following our direction. So even if they like it, we tell them to take care of business.
So my name's Kevin Thayer. I'm at 510 Curie Village Way. I'm not quite as prepared as everybody else here with section this, section that, but my understanding is now we are going to enforce parking, or no parking. And the only places that I can see where we can park are where there's parallel parking spots or public parking, or maybe some head-in parking like along in front of Jack Mackles and such. I think that there's more that needs to be looked into before you start cutting people off. I'm not exactly sure what you're trying to fix here. So maybe you can help me to understand it. What exactly is the problem that
Problem of parking in Curie Beach is going to be, if we ask everybody in this room, everybody's going to give a different answer. I live on the south side of town. The problem for me is short-term rentals and people parking in the street. If you live in Curry Village Way or Largo in a controlled area, you're going to have a different parking problem. You know, just there'll be a different problem at the pier. Everybody has a different opinion of what the parking problem was, which is one of the biggest issues we had in trying to answer this question in the 4 months of research we did on this.
Okay.
So this was not just thrown together hastily. This was worked on with the lawyer for the Planning and Zoning Board. There's 2,500 homes coming over the bridge. Those people are going to be coming down here. This is looking towards the future of what's going to happen in Curry Beach and Carolina Beach. Because they had a huge towing issue this weekend, if you followed anything. Several cars got towed from one lot, so everybody's in an uproar about parking in Carolina Beach now. So we're just trying to be proactive in the changes that are coming our way.
There's another thing that should be aware of. This is setting the guidelines for parking. This is not determining, we'll have to determine when we agree on the guidelines how many other parking spaces there actually may be. Will we put bumpers down 6th Street? Will we put bumpers on I? Will we allow people to park within 50 feet of public access down at the Ocean Dunes and no further? So, I mean, we need to agree on the rules before we start to set up what additional parking can look like. If we don't come up with rules, I'm sure it'll look pretty much the way it looks now. People park wherever they wish, park across the bicycle lanes, force people into the line of traffic, force bicycle riders into the line of traffic, more cars crossing the street. An individual who told me about some renter actually parking in her driveway on North Fort Fisher at around 500 North Fort Fisher. So there are problems. We just want to get the rules identified, and that's why we're listening. We do want to listen. We want to see if we're getting things right, and then we'll determine what extra parking we can come up with.
And that's great, and I understand that there's
right.
There's individual parking issues throughout the community.
Right.
A blanket statement does not necessarily address that correctly.
Well, and just to add to the other two commissioners, the issue that I think everyone should understand is we all believe on council, because of other stuff we're hearing, that there will be more pressure in Curry Beach. And right now, our officers do not have the provisions in our code to allow them to fix problems that you may have. If someone parks in front of your house right now, blocking your driveway, there's not very much we can do about it to help you. So if you call on a Saturday afternoon because a visitor came down, or the renter right beside you decides to park half their cars all around your property, our police officers don't have the tools they need to fix your problem. And we're not doing our job if we don't make sure those tools are available when it comes up. Just like we talked about towing, I would be surprised if Curry Beach Police Department just goes and starts towing cars. But if a bunch of people come down on 4th of July and park in front of my house, and they have the opportunity to be towed, they're probably going to get towed. And I think a lot of citizens on both ends of town would want the exact same thing to be able to be happen if they called a police officer and said, "That's my house, and that's not my car. Fix my problem." And if we don't give them that code support, that police officer is going to show up to that citizen Saturday afternoon on 4th of July weekend and say, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't do anything." And then if you personally try to tow them, not being the law, that person, if their car gets hurt, is going to sue you as an individual. Whereas as the town, under an ordinance, if they sue the town, that's way different. So we didn't say we got this right. That's why we're having these hearings. We want inputs like what you said about your specific issues with it. But the ordinances are set so that the town can respond to citizens' issues. That's what they're set for, right? TNZ vets them to make sure they're legal. Our lawyers vet them to make sure they're legal. And then council tries to do them properly so that at the worst case, on a Saturday afternoon, the police can respond to your problem. That's really what the ordinances are for, to make sure all the interactions between everyone, our visitors, our police department, our citizens, go smoother because we've given tools to allow them to do that. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's why we're looking at it, right? And so we need your inputs, but I can tell you that everyone up here can tell you of someone that's called to complain about someone parking some way they didn't like. And that's the feedback we get all the time. Now, we put something out there, and now we get the feedback of my issue is different, my issue is special, and this hoses me on my issue. That's why we did this. That's why we advertise it. That's why it's on the website, and that's why we're getting all your inputs, because we don't want to do it wrong, but it's a hard balance between there are some people that want no one to park anywhere but in their driveways, and other people want to be able to park in front of their neighbor's yards. It sounds like on any right-of-way anywhere, which is what she talked about. So balancing those competing issues is very complicated. That's why we're asking for lots of information from you guys.
And I can understand people not wanting folks to park in front of their homes and in the right-of-way in front of their homes. But I think there's communities everywhere where that is legal and that's not a problem. Unless you can give people some place to park, you can't take it away from them. You can't limit me from having a Christmas party. Well, you can. I guess legally you can. But is that really what you want to do? You can't limit my family that maybe has a Tuesday afternoon card game where 6-8 people show up to play cards for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon. But you can, and that cannot happen now. You really shouldn't be able to stop people from building a home and having the construction workers park along the street. You really can't tell Curie Beach Village or Curie Keys, whoever it is, that you can't have a yard sale over Memorial Day weekend because you're going to have people parking there. Now that in itself is a different issue because I do understand the blocking of the street for emergency vehicles. But limiting the parking to one side of the street or another is a viable option. I live on Curie Village Way. I've got a super wide street there. You could put cars on both sides and still have traffic going both ways and nobody has an issue. But I've got all that space there and we can't park there, can't have a party there, can't have family come down. And I think that before, in my opinion, before you cut things off and say, okay, I'm gonna start giving warnings and start giving tickets, that everything needs to be looked at. Every situation has to be looked at that's special. Every street needs to be evaluated. I understand that we don't want to litter Curie Beach with no parking signs. But realistically, that may need to be looked at.
How would you feel about public parking up around Joe Eakes Park for your visitors?
Joe Eakes Park, that's on K, right?
Yeah.
And then walking down to Curie Village Way? Shuttling, picking cabs?
Or
I wouldn't like it.
Okay.
I would not like it at all.
Okay.
Because I'm a senior citizen. I don't want to be walking, and I'm going to speak as a senior citizen, not as myself. I wouldn't want to be walking that far with a cane or a walker or something like that.
Okay.
But what I'm seeing, and not in all of this, some of this I think has validity to it, but what I'm seeing is what one person stated is for the past 16 years and what another person stated is 30-some years.
I'd like to ask you then, if I can, Mr. Thayer, what would your proposed solution be? Let people park on all the streets, on one side of the street, or in the right of way, or what is your solution?
In the right of way, on many of the streets, but there are going to be some streets that are too narrow to allow that. So that would have to be restricted. But on Curie Village Way.
So they may have the same issues you do. When people come over and visit, have senior citizens come to visit them. So your recommendation is allow right-of-way parking on one side of the street where it's
feasible. Right.
Okay.
And then situations where you've only got 10 feet in front of your house, unless you're parking in front of your driveway. Things like that need to be looked at. It seems that there's, in my opinion, that there's a lot of issues being created because of this. And I understand that, 16 years, 30 years, whatever it is, what's another 6 months, a year, to get this right?
Oh, that's why we're starting.
So and if you're starting...
Bear in mind, we want all this feedback. Like I said, we want this feedback so we have an understanding of what's going on.
So if this is the starting point, the warnings have to stop, tickets have to stop. You can't just say, okay, we're going to figure this out, but in the meantime, we're now going to follow what the laws are. You can't change.
Well, the warnings were under the current ordinance. They were not under any changes.
Right.
The tickets were not under any changes. Those were what's on the books right now.
But
so people cannot park in the street in Curie Beach. They haven't been able to park in the street in Curie Beach. They've been doing it, right? Obviously, the trash men can't get around them some days. The fire trucks and police cars have to drive around them. And I would probably say, and I don't know this, but I'll let the police chief weigh in on this, probably someone called about those cars for them to get warnings and tickets. Did you get calls or did you send people out looking? And I don't know which one it was.
Well, the actual tickets, no, it was a fire call. The fire truck had to go through a very tight space. The warnings, we're just trying to let everybody know that you're not supposed to park there. And it's been on the books since, I believe, 1973. We have not had as big of an issue with it up until recently for people parking in there. We get calls all the time about people parking on Settlers. If everybody parked on the same side of the street, it probably would be okay. But if you have another car coming, somebody's got to stop and let that car come through, or you have to stop. If a kid runs out in between the two cars, and we're going, or the fire department or the ambulance is going to an emergency call, and we don't see that kid at least in front of our bumper, it's not going to make us feel good. So it's more public safety than anything. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm not having any room. I recently spent $1,400 on my driveway so I could have extra parking in mine. I know what you're saying is, as they said, they're still working on it, trying to figure out what to do. And there's not a lot of parking in your beach to begin with. And summertime rolls around, you have thousands of people coming out here. And they park wherever they want to. And the thing is, if you park in your right of way, that means somebody else can go park in your right of way. There's nothing we can do about it.
So, and that, that happens. And I, somebody's got to work on the air conditioning system next door. They park in front of my house. They got to do that.
I'm not sure that's really the issue. The issue is really as we get significantly more day visitors, as we expect to get significantly more day visitors, we need to manage how they park so that they don't bury the neighborhoods, they don't bury the right-of-ways, and that's really what we're concerned about, how to balance managing that influx of people with what the needs of the community are. So.
Right, but it's still, still somebody that's parked illegally. So you can't draw a line with, oh, that's got Dixon heating on the side, so we're going to let him get away with that. So you have to figure all this out, and you have to find out how this is going to work for the visitors or against the visitors, for the community. It's just sad that all of a sudden,
okay,
everything is thrown.
We're running out of time a little bit here. We have a few other guys. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Thayer. Mr. Vada.
Mr. Thayer, would you bring me my phone off the podium?
Nice.
Are you parking your phone illegally?
Yes, sir. I have a picture I was going to show you about why they started this crap. I'm going to show you.
Thank you for the time. I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
No problem.
I'm a lot of 810 foot fishbowl water. A lot of my concerns are what has already been said. I moved here 23 years ago. I built houses for 23 years. We were always told that
the right-of-way was public parking. Don't landscape it. Don't irrigate it. If you irrigated it, you can irrigate it from your fence or road, and you could put some bushes next to your fence, but it was always public parking. I do realize this public streets were no parking, but it has been parking. And I agree that I think right now, if you take all that away, we have no place to park. Landscapers have no place to park. I mean, tomorrow morning, if this passes, don't know what I'm going to tell everybody where to park. You know, I was told today that the dumpster can't be in the right-of-way, the porta-john can't be in the right-of-way, the building material can't be in the right-of-way, and we can't park in the right-of-way. So, where do we park?
So construction vehicles, service vehicles, stuff like that is...
Sure, anybody. I mean, it's not just new construction. It's someone has to have that house re-roofed.
Okay.
Anybody. Your maintenance on your yard, where are they parking?
Do you have any particular recommended solution, Alan?
I don't know what the solution is. I think with the, maybe it would open up a little bit of parking if you could word the ordinance as far as parking on the street. And I don't know if it would work or not, but if the ordinance stated you could park on the north side and the west side of the street, would that keep cars on one side of the road? I mean, that would open up some parking. I would hope that everybody would respect people who groom their right-of-way and maintain it, but they don't. But there's a lot of vacant lots out there that have a right-of-way where you can park it, that have ropes where the property line is, but the right-of-way is mowed and maintained by the town, and that can be parking. If you pass this, then we get parking. Sixth Street, where the church is, it's not designated as parking. So, what happened Sunday morning? But and the other issue is if you get the calls and the complaint, what really does happen? Because now you've got disgruntled neighbors that complain about their neighbor. Mm-hmm. And if you get multiple complaints that they can be towed, I guess they can. I don't have a real problem with towing. I don't have a problem with taking it. Mm-hmm. I do have a problem with having a cookout and having issues with people being able to park. You know, if I could tell my relatives or whoever to park on one side of the road so everybody else can get by, I think that would be a viable solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, there's a big concern for just everyday work out there, just basic stuff.
Okay.
And I don't know if given contractors permits or whatever, but there's so many. Here Beach Village is probably one of them. That place will probably get hurt the most. Because mm-hmm. you have to park on the right of way, you have to jump over the curb. And they don't want you on the right of way. You park on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't park on one side, but.
Well, there were a lot of the complaints coming from, too, right? I mean, that's the. You know, council doesn't take up stuff just because we're bored. I mean, you know, just for the crowd, your fellow citizens complained about this issue. That's why we're even talking about it. We didn't just sit here, what's something good to work on to see if we can make a bunch of people unhappy? That's not how it works. We get lots of complaints and we filter through them and it's like, this is something to work on. And then one of us gets assigned to work on it and he goes, works on it with the department heads and he brings it back to the council. So, you know, just recognize that there are citizens in our community that are unhappy with the fact that people are parking all over the place and it's not being regulated. And that started us thinking about it. And then we started recognizing how many homes are being built and they're not going to want to go pay for parking in Carolina and Riceville Beach. They're going to come to Curie Beach and park. Oh, there's no rules? We'll just park in people's yards. And that's what's going to happen. And so, you know, we want to work everything out, but if we don't do anything, there's going to be a lot more people than you guys in here mad that the police isn't doing what they think they should do, and then it's going to turn out the police are going to point them to us, as they rightly should, and say, well, council didn't give me the authority to do anything, so sorry.
There's 266 empty lots in Curie Beach, so there's going to be, what, well over 500 more cars potentially on the streets in Curie Beach. They're going to need to park somewhere.
But no, that's good. I think that's good, that's thoughts good. About, okay, what are you doing with the service vehicles that are there for just a short time to fix something? And how are you doing construction if the right-of-way is totally eliminated? So I think that's good. I mean, I don't know the answer, but it's a good factor that...
I don't know the answer either.
Well, but I mean, but we got to factor it in, right?
Yeah. But thanks for the input. Yeah. I mean, when you have a solution, you identify the problem, and you say, well, did you think about it this way? That's helpful.
Right. To be honest with you, I'd feel a lot better about it if they were creating more parking, if they were putting bumpers in on 6th, you can't. In combination of taking the order, it would be a lot easier to take than just saying, okay.
Our plan is to get every space marked once we figure out how we want to do it. So, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Paisley. Oh. Oh, that's Kevin. I thought it was Kim. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I apologize for that.
I'm Kim Paisley. Live at 617 3rd Avenue South. I'm currently the goat and black sheep of the south end of the neighborhood. As I levied a fairly heavy complaint, got tired of listening to excuses about personal property being parked on city property. Glad to see that that's in this ordinance at this point in time. There was a time in this town when we were certainly less dense than what we are today, and there's been a lot of volunteers, especially from certain families. Thank you, David. Bless you guys. Where some perks probably been a good idea. It ain't been necessary, but the risk and cost is too great for that today. And if you got personal toys, they need to be on your own property. I see this parking thing is in four sections. You got temporary permanent, and you've got neighborhood, and you've got thoroughfare. And I see this not being enforced without some leverage of to the chief for their discretion in enforcement. And it's going to have to come to that. For your personal properties here, I live in a on a 100-by-100 lot, it's got four little cottages on it. We're 75 feet of that lot. It's a big open yard. And a lot of people think that's their personal parking lot. And I've been sitting in my house and watched people drive in and park their vehicles and get out and walk straight across people's yards and straight out to the beach. And I've called law enforcement and I was informed that they have nothing they can do. Okay, even on my personal lot, by passing this ordinance, they can't come on my lot and enforce parking on my lot or bear violations of that. There is a towing company that will come down and put a little sign in your yard. There's no trespassing or you will be towed. And if you got that little sign sitting in your yard, all you got to do is call that tow company and they're going to come pick that car up and you're done with it. And so is this town. And if you'll simply put that little sign in your yard, it'll give you leverage on your property just like that. Going back to selective enforcement, due to zoning changes and over our growth of our town here, we've now literally doubled the density in our construction permits. Most of the properties that are being built in here are, especially off the front row over here, are duplexes. So you're doubling the amount of parking necessity for every 50 feet of lot here. Okay, that was not historically here when we were laid out. I do live on the south end, Mr. Whitley, so we deal with different things here. I don't see this being a totally feasible solution until we have added parking space in this town, controllable parking space. And two examples of that would be 6th Avenue medians and E Avenue median. And people are going to park there already. E Avenue Median now, during peak season, is full of cars. Mm-hmm. And they're parked long way, short way, back way. Some have trailers on, and there's no consistency there. I, for one, don't want to see parking meters all over this town. Now, we have a gorgeous community here. One suggestion I would make in consideration, and I'd be happy to join the committee as well, I like the idea of parking kiosks. I like the idea of numbered spaces. One of my biggest concerns in managing this is the cost of labor. Are we going to have more labor for Chief to be able to effectively do his job in this town and still do everything else that he has to do? We are so packed now with weekend warriors that come in here that his entire staff could probably spend the entire weekend doing nothing but managing parking and not have enough to do the rest of the job that he's had. Now we're looking at budget increases in this town. We've got to add some permanent parking, and we've got to add something in order to start collecting something for the cost of what we're trying to incur down here, or it's going to continue to come out of our pocket and increase. And if we use these medians right, and if we do the numbering, and if we put up kiosks, okay, whatever we collect is more than we're collecting now. And it doesn't take the necessary labor that would be to go to all of these parking meters to be able to go and do collections on kiosks. And put the ticket in the window, if it's not there, okay, on the number parking space, do what you got to do with it, tow it, ticket it, whatever you got to do. But we've got to look at some way in managing this and alleviating future costs, because it's going to compound if we don't. We're running into some issues that I see in this, in your right-of-way statement. If you're going to tow off of a 10-foot right-of-way, which is basically what it ends up being at the end of the yards, then are you going to tow the guy whose paved parking lot runs to the end of that street and he parked his vehicle at the end of the street? You're not going to do that, okay? So you've got 25-foot lots that are still active out here. With old homes and trailers that don't have driveways. And you pull right up and the only place you've got left to park is on that 10-foot right-of-way. So selective enforcement is going to have to be part of this for it to have any feasibility of being something other than one person gets crapped on one day and the next person gets justified the next day. It's been a real issue for me. My signs are going up, no trespassing in the yard, and they're going up next week. And I have called law enforcement, and they came down, and your boys were there quickly, and they informed me that these three cars parked in my yard, they couldn't do a darn thing about it. And if I didn't have that sign up there and I tow these cars away, I can be sued. I can be challenged, okay? And that brings an expense back to me as a homeowner. The only thing I want to put in this short term here is I believe that necessary parking. If the chief's going to come up and direct somebody not to park here, where's he going to tell them to move to? Okay, that's you know, an issue. Okay, if he's going to direct something, he's going to have the ability to control and manage it. You're just going to start taking tickets and telling everybody. I don't believe it's feasible. But secondly, if you're going to make somebody move, you're going to have to tell them where they move. And we have space. Those medians have never been used. Of course, people don't park in front of your homes and etc. And I don't need just like anybody else. But these medians need to be considered in order to effectively make this concur. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Garceau.
All right. Good evening. David Garceau, 1038 South Port Christian Boulevard on this side. I'll keep it very short. I know it's going long this evening. Public hearings typically end up with lots and lots of people that are objecting to whatever it is you're proposed. And I get that, and I appreciate the comments that I've heard too. But I want to stand up here and say I'm absolutely for this, and I completely support the town and the commissioners and our mayor, and say thank you for being forward thinking about the problems that we're about to experience. I've lived in other towns. I've been a resident here for a little over 2 years and love it and appreciate that the town's welcomed me. But I've lived in other towns near racetracks and other things where parking has been a huge, huge issue. And somebody parks in your driveway and you can't get in, and an emergency vehicle can't get in, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. This is a very real problem that this town faces in the very near future. So thank you for being forward thinking. There was a comment, and it's kind of been brought up, but in the email notice that went out, there were two documents. One was kind of one that said how the code reads as amended, and then the other one was the one with all of the amendments. there were differences in those, so there may be challenges there that are confusing people, like the $50 versus $25 that came up, but also in a complete section, and there were a couple of sections missing between the two documents, between 10205, 10206, and 10207. Couple of comments, and that's really all they are. The mayor's already discussed it, but we're going to need to evaluate for additional parking spaces, and that will help the police chief with enforcement, because then marked parking spaces, as it says, are the only places to park, basically. Enforcement is obviously very important, otherwise it becomes a rule that doesn't matter, and we're in the same situation we are with the current laws that kind of don't matter. I mean, same thing with no parking in the public right away today, so I appreciate that. One suggestion on the service vehicles question that came up, I've seen it in other places I lived where they had special permits that could be purchased from the town, so the service vehicles, maintenance companies and things like that could have a permit that allowed them to park in the right of ways for certain periods of time without being ticketed, so that may be a suggestion. But my comments today are to say thank you, and I'm absolutely in support of being proactive and moving forward, and wanted to balance the meeting out a little bit by saying that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Garceau. Last speaker, Mr. Sack.
Hi, I'm David Sack, 720 North Fort Fisher Boulevard. I have just a couple of comments. You know, coming up with all these rules, my bigger concern is we have lots of rules in this town that we spent a lot of time creating and very little enforcement. If you look at garbage pails, they're supposed to be off the street within a certain period of time after they're picked up. No one enforces the fact that they're still there. Some people have them there all week. So if we're going to really have rules, let's put teeth in it, let's enforce it so people respect it. It seems like we have two issues here, which I was not aware of. There's resident parking and there's visitor parking. And I surely would think that we have an obligation to our residents first in creating parking space for residents. Okay? We have pads, we have stickers on our car, we should have stickers on our car that identify that we're a resident. If you look at Carolina Beach, they have paid parking, but they also have designated residential parking. Only the residents with the stickers can park there, otherwise they're towed. So we have to first establish the residents. Then what's left, we have to figure out how do we attract visitors in a reasonable way. But if we can't find parking for the residents, why should we be trying to find parking for the tourists? Okay? And there's a lot of places that rent. We have a certain limit of cars for rental. And a lot of people exceed that, and they park all over the place. So we have to really enforce the rules, and we have to come up with two sections. If you're a resident, you should have a certain right to park certain ways, and tourists can't park there. Then only residents can park there. And then create regular spaces where anyone can park there. So residents should have the proper parking before tourists get it. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Sack. We have two items to be read quickly into the minutes. People who couldn't make it. Greg Connors, who lives at 1043 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. I'm writing you and the other council members to express my strong support of the proposed parking ordinance. The current situation with parking in many inappropriate areas creates a safety hazard that is potential liability to the town as well as to its citizens. In addition, I know a number of people who are not residents that choose day trips to Curie over Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach due to its abundant free parking in unsafe spots and spend little to nothing in Curie Beach to support the infrastructure needed in the summer to handle the additional traffic and visitor flow. Unfortunately, I am not in Curie Beach tomorrow and can't attend the meeting, but wanted to express my view on this important issue. So this will be part of the record as well. And I think, Joe, you have one.
Correct. Mario Paparosi. I have a new prescription for my contacts. I started wearing them Monday. So I'm hold it back here now. My wife and I have lived at 105 Seaward Court for about 15 years. Over the years, we have watched a lack of regulation of enforcement of parking ordinances resulting in potentially serious public safety hazards and negative community aesthetics. These observations are, of course, increased during the summer months. However, they exist, albeit to a lesser extent, year-round as a result of only a few individuals who put their personal needs and desires above those of everyone else. We are hoping the township's new interest in enforcement of parking regulations is not only for the summer season. We live on a narrow cul-de-sac and have often had residents' vehicles parked in the middle of the street, blocking our mailbox and impeding safe egress from our driveway. While it is nice to think that community members can address these type of things informally, the reality is that informal discussions, even with the best of intentions, often result in arguments, feelings of animosity, and the like. Therefore, we feel that it is essential for neutral bodies with enforcement authority to serve the community by proactively and uniformly enforcing township regulations and ordinances. We would also appreciate it if the township enforcement ordinances pertaining to when garbage recycling containers may be put out and taken in, the number of people who may occupy residence at one time, and the number of vehicles parked at a residence.
This council will take a look at the comments, bearing in mind that the first item is to define what are the rules. The second item would be applying those rules to new or additional parking places, and then whatever that grows to in the future. So this closes the public hearing on parking. Thank you all very much for coming. Stay if you like. We'll take a 5-minute break and stay if you like, and we'll have our commission meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
All in favor?
Can I get some coffee, Mayor?
No, I'm okay.
John,
no,
I didn't come coffee.
I'm going to get a little water.
Sure. You want me to use your cup?
I would have read that. I'm calling the coffee.